So may buntag mga igsoon. Praise the Lord for another Sunday. And as I start my igsoon this morning, allow me to just ask you one important question for us to gauge, for us may igsoon to measure concerning sa healthy nga iglesia. And this morning, what I'll be sharing my own to you is all about the marks of a healthy church. Okay? Unsa may mga timailan nga diin ikaw ako may own, we are really in the fellowship of a healthy church. Thus, Light of Life, Living Word may own Mandawi, signify a church that is indeed healthy for us a church. And for that, Megson, for the rest of our time, somehow, and I pray that we'll be able, Megson, as we step out from this sanctuary, we might be able to gauge that Light of Life is really indeed a church that is characterized to be a healthy church. Right? And for us, Megson, if I would like to ask you, what would be the measurement of success, as I mentioned, of a healthy church? How you and I might really gauge, measure, make so on success sa usa ka iglesia? You know, oftentimes, kung nadunay mga conferences sa mga pastor, sagan may so on, hindi ko mag-istorya ang mga pastor, between one pastor to another, sagad nga ipangutan na ana sa pastor nga, oh, kumusta naman, asa man ka nag church ron, asa man ka nag pastor ron, ah, nag pastor ko indibita, so pila naman kabuk imong membro, sumunay akong membro. Most of the times may so on that question, somehow monay at times most sa mga pastors ana nila basihan, ana nila i-measure ang strength or ang health sa usa ka iglesia. But to tell you, may igsoon, you know what, never in the scripture that you can really find that ang population sa church serves as an indication to become a healthy church. For what we know, may igsoon, from history past, they are not really that big enough na church. The fellowship makes on in house churches nga din adunay lima katao, napo katao, and this started really, you know what, very small nga church. And for that makes on, I would say that would not be a measurement to become a healthy church. Or some makes on measure church based on some church building. Di ba? Sa church building, nindot kayo church ang ano, nindot kayo ang building, nindot kayo ang mga facilities, Megson. At times, you know what, ingana usab ang measurement. But again, Megson, perhaps mo na ilang measurement. But again, that is not the measurement. Or they measure the health of the church as praise and worship, how praise and worship really play, how praise and worship really usher people before sa tiilan diha sa Ginoo. And these are fancy, you know what, barometers for us to gauge a healthy church. And for us, Megson, to gauge a healthy church, we need to know that not only the pastor who play important role for the growth of the church, but more importantly, people in the church serves as the key role for the church to become healthy. At times, make sure we blame pastor, ang pastor mo ko, di ko ganahan na, kahit matugo kong magwali, di ko ganahan magwali, di ko ganahan may igsoon sa mga tao. That would not really be the basis. The basis is, we find may igsoon, again, in the book of Acts, 2 verses 42 to 47, here we see the characteristic, the marks of an early church. Can you turn your Bibles, Megson, in Acts 2, verse 42 to 47? Allow me to read this, Megson. And it says here in verse 42, and they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and prayers. And all it came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. Verse 44, and all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions, belonging, and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number, day by day, those who were being saved. Okay? And this makes on the very early church from which ngadiin si God had risen. And the apostles, particularly Peter, he was really commissioned to just continue on the ministry that Jesus really started. And when Peter, you know what, preached, makes on the day of Pentecost, the Bible says 3,000 people got really saved. And out from that, may so on, miracle thing that God really did, grabe ang pag-start sa early church that somehow, for us Christians today, that we can imitate, may so on, or maka-draw ta o blueprint how church before, you know what, naga-panglihok sa iglesia. How church before, how people of God before worked together as a church, in the sense, may so on, that the church really grow in number. Not because may so on that the preacher was so good, and it because may so on, it was really a cooperation. It was all about unity between the apostles and the people may so on, and what may so on they had done to one another, blessing one another, and for that, the Bible says, verse 47, God blesses the church. And for us, it's not us who would cause growth in the church. We are only instruments for the growth of the church, but then and again, it is God Himself will be the one who will cause growth diha sa iglesia. But then and again, we need to re-examine, we need to re-evaluate once again what unsa man ang akong role as a Christian that I can help out the church, for the church really to grow in the spiritual sense. And in verse 42 here, this is something, you know what, very interesting. Why? Because ang mga early Christians, they were so busy. They were so busy. So of course, they had families to attend. They had businesses make so on, they had jobs, and some of them, many of them were slaves. Nga din, aduna sila yung mga masters sa ilang mga kaugalingon. But says here, they were so busy about something make so on, and notice here how they had applied, how they had put make so on their time and efforts together. And it says here, make so on, they had what? It says here, they had devoted themselves. Okay? And notice my son here, the word, what's the word here? Can you say it for me? Devoted. Okay? We find my son in verse 42 that it says here that they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. Makita na to unsamang mga butang nga diin that caused them to be so busy sa ilang kinabuhi, sa ilang spirituanon nga paglakaw. It has something to do, Megson, with the word devotion. The word devoted, and this particularly means, Megson, to continue and persevere constantly in doing something. They are doing persistently, continually, in something, Megson. For them, that is really vital. For them, that is so important for them really to grow. For them, magsoon nga diing makapadayon sila sa ilang paglakaw diha sa ilang Kristohanon nga paglakaw. And the things that they have devoted greatly, that they have continued and persevered here, serve as the mark. Tanaw na to may soon, muna yung atong basihanan. Unsa may mga marks of becoming a healthy church. Okay? First may soon is here, makita nato is what? Devotion to God's Word. First mark of becoming a healthy church, that the church itself makes so on, devotes mainly to no other than, not to the program, not to the praise and worship, not to every ministry, but the church itself makes so on, devotes mainly no other than the Word of God. That's the foundation, that's something makes so on, that the church really strive nga diin iyang mapaabot nganto sa mga katauhan. Firstly is devotion to God's Word concerning what? About the apostles' teaching. So you will ask me, unsa man ang apostles' teaching, bro? And these apostles' teachings, these are the teachings that the apostles had received. We need to note, may so on that, during the Acts, it's only God. Okay? Nga din si Ginoong Hesus, though, ni kayab siya sa kitasan, but still, the apostles remain. But still, ang mga apostles nagapadayon, what really the Lord started. And this teaching has something to do with the words that they had received, that they had heard from the mouth of the Lord Jesus Christ, and also may so on, they had passed that to others. Okay? And that's may so on, makita na to. That's the main thing na din ilang gipanudlo. Makita na to may so on, particularly in the Sermon of the Mount from Matthew 5, 6, and 7, where we can compile the teachings about the Lordship, about the Lord Jesus Christ. Teaching about, you know what, adultery, teaching about loving enemies, teaching about fast, teaching about prayer, teaching about worry, and everything here, it is compiled in Matthew 5, 6, and 7. And here, this one of the primary marks of a healthy church is devotion, you know what, to the Word of God. They did not just go together, make so on, to praise God. Yes, they did that, make so on. But they are so concerned about God's Word. They did not just bless one another. They did not just come to pray. They did not just, make so on, listen to the apostles. They had come, make so on, I mean, to listen to more particularly, you know what, have this desire to listen really what really God says. I don't know, you know what? I don't know if many of us here, Sunday after Sunday, na diin, have it come so on sa imong heart that before going to church, you're really speaking to God. Lord, unsa makay mensahe, Lord, nimo nako for this morning. Lord, there's something, God, that you would want me to learn from you, Lord God, today. Do we have that desire ba? Do we have that motivation ba? And I believe, Meg, so on, you know what, Sunday after Sunday, you know, it becomes a routinary practice for Christians, devoid any longer, Meg, so on, with such intimacy, with such longing, Meg, so on, sa atong kasing-kasing, that God would really indeed speak to each of our heart, if we are wanting, if we are badly megzon, desiring for God in our lives, sure enough megzon, God will meet you in a very special way. And of course megzon, that has at times, that has something to do sa ato nga kasing-kasing. How desirous we might be. Unsa man ta ka desirous every or even may so on during Saturday night. And ang atong kasing-kasing, eager to Lord, another Sunday for me to fellowship. Another Sunday, God, to listen to your word. And how excited we are, Christians, in, you know what, being in the fellowship of the brethren and hearing for our beloved pastor, sharing and preaching God's word. And again, may so on one mark for a healthy church is what? The attitude of the people. Not only the preaching itself, but again, may so the attitude of the people that they are so eager for the word of God. And of course, may so this reminds me of this, you know what, this Berean people in Acts 17. That of all the places, it's only the Berean that was called by God as the noble people. Not the Ephesians, not the Philippians, not the Thessalonians, but the Bereans. Despite the fact, may so on, na diin ang mga Bereans, they live in a very far away land. Very poor, may so on, in terms of culture, in terms, may so on, of social living. But God, may so on, describe them something very unique that only the Bereans, that only Bereans may so on, receive that description. Notice how God described them. They were what? They were noble people. Which means, may so on, literally, they were noble by birth for God. And what caused them to be noble, may so on, as mentioned by God, is how they have loved God's word. How they have treated God's word for themselves. Not only may so on, naminaw sila ni Paul while Paul was teaching, but at the same time, they are scrutinizing, they are evaluating, they are seeing, may so on, whether or not what Paul was teaching was true or false. And their eagerness and their desire placed them, may so on, to that description that the Bereans were the noble people, mga igsoon. And that is why, as I mentioned, that if we are describing the light of life, Mandawi, as a healthy church, therefore, mga igsoon, there must be an emphasis of God's word. And of course, mga igsoon, Brother Ramil did not miss that. Did not really fail that. And not only Brother Ramil labored that, strived that all the time, you know, feeding us Sunday after Sunday. But then again, the challenge is how people might really respond to God's word. It says here, they devoted themselves. But the question, have we really devoted ourselves to the preaching? Day after day or Sunday after Sunday. And again, make so on one mark has something to do with devotion to God's words, not only for the pastor themselves who will be preaching, but then again, it has something to do with us, with you people. How people really respond to God's word. Amen? This is really two-way. There's a lot makes so on of participation, not only the pastor himself, but at the same time, brethren, you also take also your role and play makes on us for us to become the healthy church. And you know what makes on? This is really the downfall sa atong previous nga before, you know what, the living word nga ni leave from the former nga denomination that living word was in. Okay? This was really the downfall sa for that makes on. Nga, kung I will not mention makes on that ni sa group makes on. Why? Because I happen, my son, to have a classmate sa seminary who happened to be very, you know what, kanang very kanang close for that former nila nga congregation. And I talked to him personally and I asked him, Doc, why did you really leave that church? Considering when Living Word and that church makes on split, siya usa siya mismo may soon who had been so critic against Living Word. Why? Because he sided sa kana nga church. And later on may soon, you know what, nigawas siya sa church and I talked to him personally. You know what, one of the reasons why he left the church is unsa man, devoid of importance of God's word. Wala nay pulong sa Ginoo. I said there was one Sunday nga diin, instead nga diin magwali ang pastor. Diba mo unsa may gi-play may son sa pulpit? They were watching Matrix by Keanu Reeves. Unsa may something ala. And for the rest may son, after watching may son Matrix, and they called that Sunday service, and all the people may son were leaving. Not only that, many times they have, you know what, fallen from the importance of God's word. And for that reason, makita nato nga din ang iglesia, hinahinay nga mawagtang ang iyang power, mawagtang ang iyang effectivity, nawagtang mayroon ang iyang grasya, and it's because once ang iglesia mo hinahinay, mo palayo diha sa pulong sa Ginoo. Amen? And for us, mayroon, I thank the Lord for the living word, especially mayroon our dear senior pastor who have really the heart, you know what, sa pulong sa Ginoo. And ang living word, it's not make so on to glorify living word, but living word is something the church that really emphasizes God's word and really makes so on encourages people to live what is really written diha sa pulong sa Ginoo. Why? Because it's only in God's word for us to cause, for us to grow, okay, as a congregation, and at the same time for us to grow sa matag usa na to. Okay? This is one of the ways, mayroon, for us nga mutubo ta diha sa atong paglakaw sa Ginoo. Ang ikaduha here, second mark of a healthy church, not only devotion to God's word, the second one is devotion to what? Devotion to fellowship. Okay? It says here, they devoted themselves to apostles and fellowship. And fellowship means to share things in common. Okay? Something may so on that you can share things may so on sa matag usa. Something that you can mingle people around may so on. That you have really the joy, that you have really the, you know what, the love of being in the company of the believers. And not only being in the company of the believers, but at the same time, may so, aduna kay kasing-kasing at the same time to share what you have for the company of the believers. And that is may so on what we call, you know what, fellowship. That we are family, we are brotherhood, may so on that we can share life together. That we are bound together in a relationship that is better than even unbelievers enjoy in their physical families. And notice here, tanaw na to here, in verse 42, duha ka mga activities as far as fellowship is concerned. Duha ka mga butang. What is really fellowship? What encompasses fellowship? The first is, it says here, and they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the fellowship, and to the breaking of bread, and to prayers. The first activity of fellowship is what we call is the breaking of bread. Okay? And of course, may so on, the breaking of bread, this refers not only during first Sunday of the month that we celebrate the Lord's Prayer. Not only that. But the breaking of bread has something to do, brethren, common meals, you know what, for the brethren. And I really admire, you know what, I really admire, I praise the Lord sa Medellin. All glory to God. Why? Because, you know what, despite nga diin lagyo sila, despite that they only meet once during Sunday, may so, ngano, man kasagaran nila nag-work, and then lagyo nas umahan, but they have made every, whenever in a month, adunay lima ka Sundays, okay? That last Sunday, may so on, they will devote that in a, unsa man, in a fellowship. Unsa may lang buhaton. So, magpatlak sila. Silang tanan may soon, nagsabot sila, magpatlak sila. Magdatag mga pagkaon, arita, mani, udto. Fellowship da, mani, udto. And that's really a good thing. Why? Because that has something to do may soon with the fellowship, the common meals. How you and I might know, kanay imong tupad, tanawa imong tupad may soon. I don't know, kaila ba muna, how you will be able may soon to know that person. Why? Because after all, after fellowship, di ba? Unsa may itong buhaton, mauli naman ta diritso. And we are missing out, maigsoon, the context of a healthy church. The healthy church is bound, maigsoon, you know what, for common meals, for partying. This is a Christian party. Intended, maigsoon, that you and I might get acquainted to one another. What if, maigsoon, makita mo sa Ayala or sa Super Metro, uy, mao man to siya, si sister man to. Wag ka man kumbitag, mag-meet mo, maigsoon, maana lang. I've encountered that many times ba? Sa mga, sa Central Church, makita ana, maigsoon, wala lang, ana. Pero you know what? It really saddens my heart. Why? Because in today's Christianity, maigsoon, one thing that we have missed out is the essence of fellowship. God, maigsoon, wanted that each brethren, maigsoon, might come to know one another, might encourage one another. And this is the context of breaking of bread, the common meals. And I hope, maigsoon, that one of the things, maigsoon, you know what, our pastor and the core and the elders, maigsoon, might establish sa ato ba nga, makakreate sa taana ba? Kay for me personally, you know what, wadyo ko kaila sa iyong mga naong, sa iyong pangan. Perhaps makaila ko sa iyong nao, but sa iyong pangalan, I never really know you personally. But I believe, maigsoon, unless that we have this ancient fellowship as made by the early church, the common meals, I believe, maigsoon, we might get acquainted, we might come to know one another, and not only that, we might come to enjoy one another, that we are members of the family of God. Amen? Shall we give the Lord a clap of And this is, as I mentioned, maigsoon, an active Christian, di ba? Kita ganahan bitag party, di ba? Party, na party dito, ano? But oftentimes, dili kita ganahan sa mga parties sa Kristuanon ba? Ano man, usay, mapreventa na nga itong gipagtaguan? But again, maigsoon, God, to tell you, God is not really killjoy. Kitara ang killjoy. God wanted, maigsoon, to enjoy really life to its fullest. But in the perimeters, maigsoon, that can really glorify God. And this is one of the ways for us to enjoy, you know what, the partying for the believers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? And makita nato today, this is something that we notice today for as far as fellowship. That fellowship today is no longer that authentic as before. Why? Because, as mentioned before, they devoted. Devoted toward its continued persistent perseverance something. They did that. They enjoyed, maigsoon, having the company of believers. But today, maigsoon, not only as church, but many of the churches fail this thing. Muna sa akong ginaingon, that instead, maigsoon, you know what, of knowing one another, of hanging one another, you know what? We are prone, maigsoon, you know what, to do things outside in the Christian really context. And especially, maigsoon, you know what, to tell you, adunay buluhaton na iglesia. And at the same time, adunay laing kang siguro appointment sa uban. Unbeliever friends, relatives, maigsoon, to tell you, maigsoon, you will prioritize more your unbelievers. Less priority makes on ang believers. And that is why. This is one reason why lots of Christians makes on maunsaman, mag-gets weighed away sa ilang faith, diha sa Ginoo. Dali sila mabugnaw, dali sila makes on mga habol ang ilang faith. And it's because makes on, they are not really that close. They are not really that intimate sa ilang mga kaigsuonan diha sa Iglesia. Remember, maigsoon, Hebrews, di ba? Do not give up meeting together. And this is something, maigsoon, meeting together, something for us to draw encouragement sa atong matag-usa mga igsoon. And this is something why Paul is so particular, why Christians must live not alone by himself, but live dependently to one another. As I mentioned, my son, for me, we cannot really live if we really privatize our own Christian life. We are interdependent, my son, to one another. And that is why am I saying that? That is why Paul says, my son, 20 times concerning about the one another in Paul's epistle. Paul says, love one another. If Paul, you know, negate my son, the importance of having together, wala na lang ta gimension ni Paul kaning one another principles. Paul says, love one another, encourage one another, admonish one another, teach one another, forgive one another, spur one another, stimulate one another, and all these one another's make so on. I believe 20, more than 20 one another, as mentioned in the book of Paul and other epistles make so on, serves us to know that we are interdependent sa atong matag-usa. Amen? That we cannot make so on cause growth, that we can't really grow if we privatize make so on sa atong Kristuhanon nga kinabuhi. We are only contented going to church after mong soon, going home, going church, going home. That only serves us to become Sunday goer. And we cannot be, we can't be the person that really God desires for us to be. God, something makes on. God can use us for His greater glory and for His greater purpose sa ato nga kinabuhi. Amen? And that is why may so on, the church here strive, encourage a lot. And naatay mga ministry, that's the purpose may so on why before the preaching, adunay mga ministry for us to let you know, for us, for you to get encouraged. You know what may so on in my own personal life? I always take credit Mike Soon sa ministry na diin gihatag ni God sa ako nga kinabuhi. If wala ako mag-ministry Mike Soon, diya pa sa consolation, I don't think that I can really grow in my own personal walk diya sa Kristuhano na ako nga paglakaw. It's only in the ministry Mike Soon, especially in that small groups ministry, not in the big group Mike Soon, ining preaching, ano man. Kaya it is in the small group. Why? Because you can usaman. You can share out your concern. You can share out your burdens. Kung nakay problema sa inyo, problema may igsoon sa family, sa imong mga anak, sa in-laws, you can share out sa imong brothers, sa imong sisters in a small group. But you cannot share that may igsoon in this context. You cannot, di man ka makashare ni mo, musulti ka ni Pastor Amil, mita bro, nakoy problema. And we cannot do that. But we can do that may igsoon in a small group setting. And that is why small group setting serves as a good impact, as good avenue for us really to grow in our own personal walk diha sa Ginoo. And that's why Light of Life may so on helps us in different ministries kung asa ta mo fit in sa atong mga gasa. That would serve us may so on para matabangan ta. Amen? Para matabangan ta. That's designed may so on for us to grow sa atong spiritual walk diha sa Ginoo, because after all may soon ang Kristohanon nga kinabuhi, this is a race. This is may soon a race that someday may soon you will be receiving a reward in heaven. Amen? What if may soon na okay ako bro, basta lang tig ano lang ko, basta lang agtura ko spultahan sa langit, ako ni tig trapo lang dito, okay ako ana. You know what? God saved us, Meg Soon, for a greater purpose. Amen? You know the reason why He saved you, Meg Soon, nga diin mayo pa mugpanglawas? Because God wanted you to be used. God could have saved you during the last breath kung kamatyunon ka. God could save you in that sense, Meg Soon. But God has chosen, Meg Soon, to save us while we are still so healthy enough that you and I can be used greatly for His kingdom, for His glory. Right? And this is something may so on for us to get encouraged sa atong mga Kristohanon nga paglakaw diha sa matag adlaw. Let me share to you may so on this church. This church, there was a church may so on nga diin hapit na nga mamatay. Hapit nang nabungkag may so on ang mahong iglesia nga diin ang pastor nila gibiyaan sila, and people may son were really desperate. And people may son, yung silang ato naling bungkagon ang iglesia. Kay wala na, hinay, bati na, gamay ng tao, wala na. But one thing may so on that somehow spark sa ilang kasing-kasing. They have meet together may so on and they have made a covenant between sa mga tong remaining ng mga families may so on that from this time on and forward, what we will do is we will change our attitude. What we will do is we will summon. After service, we will continue to devote one another, to fellowship one another. And for that, Megson, that somehow serves as an impact ngadto sa uban. And there was this one pastor, Megson, who observed their congregation. Ningon siya nga, you know what? Your congregation is really different from others. Ngano man, kaya ang uban ng mga churches after service, mauli dritso. Apan kamu, dili mo mamauli. Nagpadayon mo diya. Nagpadayon mo fellowship. Nagpadayon mo buhat og ministry. And from that time on, you know what? God revived. God blessed Megson the church and it grow Megson bigly. And for that Megson, makita nato again, it has something to do with the fellowship sa matag-usa diha sa ato. Amen? And again here, another here is activity is what we call prayer. Amen? And this is so vital, mga igsoon, that fellowship symbolizes this, that again, makita nato, you know what? God, Jesus Himself, models prayer. You know, when Jesus was still in this world, the disciples never learned to pray. They only watch, they only make so and so Jesus Christ praying, but they did not really join God in prayer. That is why make so on, di ba? God told Peter, you know what, can you just keep watch something because the hour of mine has come. And for that, make so on, they continued sleeping make so on, and when that day, when that time, na din, si God make so on, gina-capture, so on saman, they abandon altogether, they sa Ginoo. Why? Because they have failed Megson to pray. And from that thing Megson nga diin gimodel ni God, you know, in the book of Acts, they saw something that can, you know what, that can cause a blessing to a church and no other than the prayer itself. What they saw from God Megson, they have applied that sa ilang matag-usa ka kinabuhi and As the start makes on sa church in Acts 2:42, they have made prayer makes on as one of the fellowship that can mark for a healthy church. Amen? And again makes on even today. One thing makes on, you know what? That you can really characterize that a church is healthy when the church has its emphasis on prayer. You know what? This pastor makes on, this young husband, Nadine, who dreamed to become a basketball player someday. His name is Jim Simbala. And in 1972 makes on, the Brooklyn Tabernacle, grabe gibiyaan sa pastor, Nadine, nangawagtang ang membro makes on, Nadine, walay kwarta. And it's because si Jim Sibalang, yung father-in-law, pastor, ginan siya, Jim, why not take over? Why not take over the Brooklyn Tabernacle? Kulingin siya, huwag mo siya magdamgo, huwag mo siya magpray nga magpastor siya. But you know what, Megson, out from that word sa iyang father-in-law, he really tried, you know, to pastor the Brooklyn Tabernacle. Nga diin, handful of people, nga diin, present, Megson, daku ang problema, ana. So yung kasing-kasing, Megson, sao naman inako ning church nga wala naman ni tao, wala naman ni. And you know what? One time, God spoke sa iya nga kasing-kasing. And something makes on, God tells to Jim Simbala, God says, if you and your wife will lead my people to pray. Notice makes on, muna iyang, something makes on iyang girayt sa iyang book, Fresh Wind, Fresh Fire makes on. The pastor of the Brooklyn Tabernacle Megson, having, I believe, Megson, 20,000 members today in the Brooklyn, New York. This is his own personal testimony. He says, if you and your wife will lead my people to pray and call upon my name, you will never lack for something fresh to preach. I will supply all the money that's needed, both for the church and your family. You will never have a building large enough to contain the crowds I will send. And you know what? From that time on, nagsoon, sa iyang pagka-discourage, so nakagain siya encouragement. And he went magsoon to his people with this renewed hope. God has spoken sa iyang kasing-kasing and iyang giingnan niya ang iyang mga katauhan siya. Sugod nining adlawa, the prayer meeting will be the barometer of our church. The prayer meeting will be the barometer for the success of Brooklyn Tabernacle. And it says, ang ilang prayer meeting may igsoon is every Tuesday evening. He says, what happens on Tuesday night will be the measurement by which we judge success or failure, because what will be the measure by which God blesses us? And from that time on, may igsoon, they begin to pray, cry out to the Lord. A group makes on praying in a concerted prayer, holding hands, and in just few weeks makes on miracle took place makes on in that Brooklyn Tabernacle. You know what makes on? Ang New York was the center nga diin pinaka mga yabag ng mga tao makes on. But when I read his books makes on, fresh wind, fresh fire, fresh breakthrough prayer makes on, I never makes on. I always really cry because this man exemplified my exon his calling in the area of prayer. Out from that, I believe my exon 20 members. Notice my exon, this is Jim Simbala. And notice my exon now, the Brooklyn Tabernacle in Brooklyn, New York. And for him, my exon, you know what? The church must be a church for people to pray together. In the book of Acts, Megson, whenever they have problems, Megson, they pray to the Lord. Whenever they have persecutions, they pray to God. Whenever they will make a decision, they pray to God. Whatever they do, each by day, they all done that through prayers, brethren. And that is something, again, Megson, for us to awaken us, not only in the context of big church, but at the same time, in our own private life, that prayer, brethren, serves a very important, vital role for us to grow, for us to be strengthened, for us to be sustained. In our own personal walk, diha sa Ginoo. And notice here how God really blesses the Brooklyn Tabernacle, that they started, Megson, that they prioritize everything in prayer. But something, Megson, you know what? Something that, and even Megson for us, we need to admit, for us kitang taga Mandawi, sakit man o daily, we have missed this. Why? Because kung adunay prayer, Megson, you know what? Pila ramang kayo mga tin. Siguro kung nai mag-ampu, siguro mo atin na siguro na 20 na po. Where are my exon? But karon my exon? Count. Can you count us all? I believe exon, we are 100. Kung doon ay 20, where are the 80s? And if you're wanting my exon, you know what? To become a healthy church, to become a healthy people. Again, prayer must play important role in this church, brethren. And notice here, when, you know what, you know, when devotion to God's word, when fellowship makes on, are being put together, are being prioritized by God's people, God is not makes on oblivious, God is not forgetful for what His people do para sa kaymayaan sa Ginoo. Because whenever people gather for God's purpose and glory, blessings makes on will come sooner or later. And notice here, Megson, the impact. Notice here, the results from devotion to God's word and to prayer. And again, Megson, Acts 2, 42 to 47 gives us, you know what? The result. Kung so may resulta, nga di inifollow sila sa kababutoon sa Ginoo. And verse 44, and all who believed were together and had all things in common. 47, and all the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. And first together, impact may so on. The result God had lavished to them is, they were what? They were together. Amen? Not only they were together, it says there, they had all things in common. What does it say that for us? They are being united in one heart. Amen? They are unified mga igsoon. And makita na to today, nga diin, this is something may igsoon that you and I really miss something. Makita na to here may igsoon, what's the missing piece for the church today nga diin, ining tao may igsoon na nambiling? The question is, what's the missing piece here in today's church? It's what? It's, can you say that for me, Megson? It's us. Again, it's us. And notice here, Megson, you know what? Again, verse 44, and all who believed were together and had all things in common. Notice, Megson, the word, and all. Amen? Ang tanang Megson, ng mga tao nga nito, it says here, they what? They were together. They were united, Megson. They are not really divided. But the first church, Megson, early church, they are characterized as a unified, united brethren. For the glory of the Lord, they are being united and unified, Megson. And it says here, and had all things in common. They shared one another. Kung say problema, Megson, munang encouragement, kung na yung mga problema, wala makakibaw, Megson, you know what? In every Sunday after Sunday, Megson, whenever we go to church, you never know that the people, that the person sitting beside you has a problem or not. Amen, Megson? Why? Because kanang tao ang ginuura, buhay na sayod. Wa takibaw ana. And the best thing, Megson, for that to help out, bisan, Megson, you know what? A mere tap ba? Bro, musta naman ka? Bro, Jesus loves you. You know what? A mere tap, Megson. That would really be an encouragement. Something to touch this person. And there was this person, Megson, you know what, in a one Sunday service, and there was a guy, Megson, who sit beside him, and he shared, you know what, brother, nga, grabe ang mga circumstances akong kinabuhi, nga, na wagtangan ko og trabaho, man, lisod kaayo ang akong kinabuhi ron nowadays. Can you pray for me, ana? O, ningon siya, ang katong nga guy, bro, can I pray for you? Siya, yes. Muna, he prayed, Megson. Not only, he prayed that guy, you know what? He gave Megson, gitagaan niya 500, ang maunga person. Bro, ayaw ni ko na. Dawati ni Paliog, I believe this can really help a lot. Nemo. And the following Sunday, Megson, that guy returned, Megson, they talk one another. He said, you know what, Brad? God really blessed me. God has given me a new job. But you know what? How great God is. When you give that 500 to me, you know what? I really prayed specifically to God that somebody will give 500. And you are instrument from God. But I never said, wala siya ningon mga ikusya kwarta. But he only whispered, Lord, lisod akong family. Wako'y makaon, Lord. Wako'y makaon akong family. How I wish, how I pray, someone will give 500 to me today. And you were being instrument that you gave that 500. And notice, Megson, the impact between them, Megson. Amen? It serves some encouragement between them, between the two. And that's the essence, Megson, here. When people really have this essence of fellowship, it draws unification. It draws unity among the believers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Makatag og encouragement. And not only that, makita nato, Megson, it says here, and the Lord added to their number day by day to those who were being what? Being saved. Not only they are being unified, you know what, Megson? The one who bless may igsoon nga mudako ang iglesia is no other than the Lord Himself. The Lord, it says here, added to their number day by day to those who were being saved. Amen? Yes, God may igsoon was the one who blessed the people through the hearts, through the deeds sa mga tao nga diin nakita sa Ginoo, nga diin nagkahigugmaay, nagka-fellowship may igsoon, diya sa iglesia. And when God sees that may igsoon, as I said, may igsoon, God will indeed bless us. Amen? You know what? The problem may igsoon, today, nga diin, we strive nga diin, mudako ang atong iglesia. It has nothing to do with programs. It has nothing to do with activities. It begins with our heart. It begins with me. And it begins with you. And if we all make so on together, put in application, mirror make so on what this early Christian church nga ilang gibuhat sa matag usa. Sure enough make so on, the God of heaven will pour out His blessing more abundantly make so on as what God blessed Jim Simbala in Brooklyn Tabernacle. And I believe God make so on will bless as we have been blessed, my son, the light of life, if we continue to put into application the essence of fellowship. And I believe more than that, I believe God will bless us really abundantly in our own personal lives diha sa Ginoo. And this is really a challenge for us today. Amen? What are we devoted, my son, to? As God's people, unsa may naka, what keeps us busy today? What devotes us mainly in our own walk diha sa Ginoo? And again, may igsoon, if people are being united, if people are being in one heart, we need to know that the God of the early church is still the God of today. What God can did before, God can still do tomorrow, and even more abundantly, God can do that. Provided only that the teaching of God's word is practiced. Provided only that the fellowship makes on, is being appealed makes on in this church, and God makes on will do the rest. And we will be allowed makes on to see great and mighty things that will really happen in our midst. If you and I will just respond to this early church calling. And these are the marks, Mixon, of the healthy church. Can we give the Lord a clap offering? Lord, we just want to thank you, God, for this morning. Lord, Ginoo, maayo ka nga Dios, O God, ulay sama, Lord, nimo. Father, Lord, how blessed we are, O God, Lord. And even, Lord, how the early church, O God, Lord, nag-exemplify, Lord, sa pagdagan sa early church, Lord. Nakita, Lord, ang imong mga kamot, Lord, nga indeed, you are really alive sa church. And it's because the people in the early church, they work together. They are, Lord, Ginoo, working hand in hand. They are encouraging one another. They are loving one another, Father, Lord. And Lord, it is also our prayer, O God, and even today, that what the early church did, Lord, that we can also do that, Lord God, sa among Kristuhanon nga paglakaw. And even, Lord, for this church, O God, the people, Father, O Lord God, might have really the sense in their hearts, O Lord God, how I might really play a role, take part, O God, that they might really ask themselves, Lord, sa unsa kang paagi, Lord, that I can really take part sa imong iglesia, that I can glorify you in my life. Let this be question, O God, be a question that would remind us every day, Lord God, sa among Kristiyano nga paglakaw o Ginoong Diyos. That somehow, O Father, Lord, that we might not be contented, Lord, to be Sunday goers, Sunday after Sunday, without any sense, O Lord God, of glorifying more and more in our lives. But help us, Lord, that we might really respond as what the early church, O God, Lord, had really responded in glorifying you, Jesus. And Lord, I just commit, Lord God, to you. Lord, our lives, O Father, that may you just use us in this last of days, O God, knowing that we are in the last of days. And Lord, kinsa pa man ang imong gamiton, Ginoo, nga diin, gawas kon kami, O God, ng imong mga giluwas. And here we are, Father, Lord, may you just start to use us. May you start, O God, Lord God, to mobilize us, O Lord God. And I pray, Lord, that as each of us, O God, Lord, will just step out from this sanctuary. I pray that may just give them, Lord, a renewed heart and such a new challenge, O God, Lord, sa ilang kasing-kasing, that from this time on, onward, Father, O Lord, that they might really respond to your calling. Lord, we just want to thank you. We just want to praise you, Father, Lord. And thank you, Lord, even for the tithes and offering. Use all this for your glory. And whatsoever, Lord, that we might achieve, Lord God, for this morning, we are so careful, giving everything back unto you. In Jesus' name, God, we pray. Amen, God, Lord, and amen, Lord, and amen. Thank you, Lord.